Oh, wait, what time is it?
It's 9 o'clock p.m.
9 o'clock p.m. Do you believe that to be true? Because it's not. But I will say, oh, maybe it's just local time. And even then, I could be lying. None of this matters, though, because if you'll check your clock at home, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of, oh, let's go with Budget Nature Expeditions. My name's Tobe. I'm the leader of this city safari. So what are we going to do today? Well, it's actually kind of warm, but it's very windy. There's no rain, and I still think I want to go out. We got to go out and find some type of dudes. Where do I want to go? I'm not even sure yet, but we should probably go there now. Booyaka, and here we are on a very windy day out at Herrenhaven. It is so windy that I couldn't even start recording until I got into the forest. And I did look for our Mott in the usual places, under the shed, near the mushroom garden, under the gate, and I did not see him. Although, I did run into Sam, one of the main volunteers here, a guy who's on the board of directors who I know very well. We talked for a bit, and the first thing he asked me, hey, have you seen any marmots? You got any marmot action? And I started telling him about the dude we've been seeing, Mr. Diggs. And he said, oh yeah, this is probably the same guy that I've been seeing. I've been seeing him in the back, behind the building. Because, you know, that's where all the bird feeders are, and the Motts will get back there and eat bird food because, hey, it's cheap and it's easy. So now I'm just walking through the forest and I'm wondering if we should go out onto the boardwalk. I'm kind of thinking no, because that will expose us to a lot of wind. I mean, it is so windy. I don't know how long we're going to be here. We might have to do something else just because the audio quality will suffer. I'm now walking over the land bridge. I see one goose standing on one foot in the sub pond. There's nothing going on in the billabong. And I do see some frog heads sticking out of the water. Oh, nice froggies doing the froggy thing. It's actually kind of nice out despite the wind. It must be well over 60 degrees, but the wind makes it seem a little cooler. It is very overcast, and it is probably going to rain. It kind of smells like it's going to rain. We've got some ozone in the air, and everything just has that it's about to rain vibe. So we might be bailing out of here too real quick. If it starts to rain, we're going to have to find something else to do. Oh boy, wind, wind, wind. I'm walking around Turtle Bay and I think the wind is blowing right through there. We got to get into some more forest. Here we go. Oh, and now the sun's peeking through. And I'm wearing my jacket, but I really don't need to. Now the sun is coming out and it's making me think this was a horrible idea to wear the jacket. Oh, what is up? I've been hearing a lot of action out on my deck at night. You know, when the weather is fairly decent, I have my window open in my office / studio, and I can hear dudes walking up my deck stairs and fumbling around near the electrical meter. And so far it has been raccoons, probably the same raccoon each time. I haven't seen a possum yet, but you know, they're apt to show up real soon. Alright, so I'm about to cross the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And there's a goose back there, but that's about it. No action out there. Oh boy. I kind of hope it does rain. I don't want it to rain on me. Not that I have
an aversion to rain or anything. It's just that, you know, I'm carrying around a bunch of expensive electronic equipment. And I hear honky geese. We're about to walk into the big blind. We need the rain. We need the rain for mushrooms because we're getting real close to mushroom season. We've had a little bit of rain over the last couple of days, but nothing worth writing home about. All right. I'm in the blind, and I can see some of those ducks. Those new ducks. And now that I'm seeing them sort of side on, I think those are hooded mergansers. Yay! So we got hooded mergansers out there. I can see some mallards, a few mallard pairs swimming around. Of course, we got the Canada geese. I'm looking over at the new log. Regular listeners to this show know that an old tree has recently fallen into the main pond, the main lake here, and it's pretty close to the blind here. And it's big, it's long. It could be 100 feet long. And there's turtles on it. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then there's another log behind it, and there's 2 on that log. So we got western painted turtles out today. I'm gonna stick my head out of the blind to check the tree that has fallen right in front of the blind here. And this tree is much, much smaller. And nope, there's no dudes on it today. Do I see the blue heron that we saw last time? No, he could be here, but I don't see him. And we're still waiting for an appearance of Big Bluey. And I suspect I know where Big Bluey and the other herons are. They're in that heron tree that we found the other day. Yeah, it's getting windy in here. It's getting windy. This is not when I like the wind. I like the wind when I'm trying to sail my sailboat or fly my kite or do any of that kind of action. But since we're not doing that today, I don't like it. All right, so exiting the big blind, and I think we're gonna take the loop. Let's go up and walk the loop here and see what we can find. Yeah, so mushrooms. Look, here's the May apples starting to bloom. The earliest I've ever found morels is April 1st. And what's today, like the 30th or the 31st or something? I am not going to find any morels in the next week. Hasn't been nearly wet enough. So I am kind of hoping for rain. And the little rain that we have had hasn't done much. I mean, I'm walking on super dried out dirt. I guess some of the bushes and stuff are a little bit greener than they have been. But, you know, there's still no leaves on the trees or anything like that. I'm looking down into the ravine and I'm not seeing any action. I was hoping for some turkeys. Turkeys. I almost didn't come here today. I was thinking about going to OPPD. And to be honest, I was just trying to think of where would be the less wind damage. Audio damage. Where would be the least amount of wind so that I can get good recordings? And I don't know. I decided to come here. And when I pulled in, there was nobody here. And then shortly thereafter, Sam pulled in and somebody else pulled in. Somebody else that I did not recognize in their car. La-di-da-di-da. Alright, well, I'm checking this big Mati den and it doesn't look like there's any action here. So now I'm walking down the hill. Doodly-doo. Doodly-doo. Oh, and guess what's on... Guess what I saw on TV today? I saw a really cool documentary Narrated by none other than Henry Rollins, whose work I've always enjoyed, both his music work and his spoken word stuff. And this was a documentary about the famous Washington, D.C. graffiti artist, Cool Disco Dan. And this, I don't remember what it was called now, but it was on one of those sub-channels. At the beginning of the month, at the beginning of March, all of the sub-channels got shook up. My local TV provider pulled one of them off the air, and the other one's rebranded. And so now we've got one called Charge that plays terrible, like, kung fu movies, which I, you know, sometimes have to watch. And there's the other channel, I don't understand what it's called. Oh, it's called TBD, To Be Determined, apparently. And they're playing a lot of junk, a lot of homemade web shows. Looks like they just clicked on YouTube and, oh, let's put this on TV. Yeah, it's not working out for me. But this particular channel did play this legitimate documentary about Cool Disco Dan. And I liked it. It was a good documentary. And is that a... No, I was going to say, is that a turtle here in the Turtle Bay? That's where they're supposed to be. But no, that's just a stick sticking out. When it gets this windy, logs and sticks in the water get repositioned. And the wind blows the floating logs around. Now I'm going to sneak into the wall blind here and look out over the billabong. Hey, and there's two geese back there now. Hooray! I don't see any scratties. I'm looking for scrats. You know, we saw that scrat out here not too long ago, and we haven't seen him since. What is up with the scrats in this scratty place? I wants to see some scratty buddies. Oh, we will see more soon. As soon as everything starts to green up, it's going to get good, see more dudes. Yeah, that was one of the things Sam asked me. Have you seen more or less? Meaning marmots this year. And, you know, by that he means more or fewer than usual. And, you know, I was going to say, well, fewer, but it is still early. It is still early, and we've only got that one Mati running around in here. But we'll get more soon. More will move in, and then it will be baby time, and then all the baby marmots start to pop out of the holes going, hey, we're baby marmots. And that's when I like to say hi to them. Because baby marmots are the funnest marmots. They're very curious. They don't like to hide. You can kind of spook them and they'll run into their holes, but then seconds later they'll run back out, poke their heads out of the holes. They'll run around, do all kinds of stuff. Baby marmots like to play, and they like to sort of play fight with each other. And if you've ever seen sumo wrestling, this is exactly what baby marmots do. You know, they get up on their hind legs and then they just try to push their buddy down. I do have some video of this. It's pretty awesome. It makes me laugh every time. Whenever I'm feeling down in the dumps or moderately depressed, I just watch my baby marmot videos and I laugh and laugh and laugh because they're always trying to push each other down. And the other thing they'd like to do is to, like, try to bite each other on the butt. So if a baby marmot turns around, you can be guaranteed that another marmot will give him a little nip on his butt. I bite your butt. And then they turn around and then they do more sumo. Alright, I am rounding the dragonfly pond. And it's getting all... What's the word I'm looking for? Soupy? you know, there's algae starting to grow and stuff, and it's still, you know, well over 60% water, but it'll turn into soup very, very soon. So that'll be fun. Okay, and here I am back at my car. You know what? It occurs to me that I need to go to the store to get some food. I gotta get some graham crackers and something else. So to the store we go. It'll only take 3 seconds to get there. 3, 2, 1. Beep. And here we are. At the other store. Not the little store. We're at the big store. And I've got me a basket. I'm pretty happy about it. And let's see. I'm trying to remember what it is that I came here for. Oh yes, one thing we need to get is some ham. Some ham. Because my cat likes ham. No, I am not buying ham for my cat. I'm buying ham because I want to have a sandwich today. Let's see. So I'm here at the deli, standing in front of the deli case. And we got lots of stuff. Lots of turkey. Oh, here's what I want right here. Some Black Forest ham. And you know how much I love my Black Forest ham. Got about 8 different kinds of ham to choose from, but it's going to be Black Forest today. Now all we gotta do is find someone who works here. Here we go. Howdy! But how much do I want? I don't actually need very much. I'd like 1/4 pound of the Black Forest ham, please. And I've got cheese at home. And what else do I need? Okay, so got my ham. And I know I shouldn't be eating any bread, but should I be getting more bread? Forget how much bread I have at home. I think I'll get one little loaf. And which one do I want? Yeah, calling. Oh, these are lovely. Boom. Got me some little breads. I have some potato chips at home. I have a tomato at home. What else do I need to get while I'm here? Oh, I remember that I wanted some more graham crackers. How am I doing on sugar? I got plenty of sugar. I think. Is this the graham cracker aisle? I don't think this is the graham cracker aisle. What am I even doing? I don't know. I'm just walking around blindly. This is the sugar aisle. Why did I think that the sugar aisle was the same as the graham cracker aisle? I don't know. But the advantage to coming up here is now we can see who's cashiering. And I'm wondering if my favorite cashier is working today. I don't know. I don't see her. But then again, I'm not looking very hard. Oh yes, the graham cracker aisle is the next aisle, so. And where did they go? Where did they go? Did they get moved again? I don't know. Where the hell are my graham crackers? Maybe they're out. Oh no, I just walked right by them. They are being blocked. I cannot get to them. So we'll give this a minute. Keep working our way around. And that starts me thinking about that cashier. And now I can't remember her name. And I'm supposed to know it. And we're hair buddies. Every time she talks to me, she's got to start talking about my hair. Which then, you know, leads me to talking about her hair because she also has extremely long hair. And I don't see her anywhere. That's fine. Alright, so where are we with these graham crackers? Here they are. Do, 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 do.
And we're gonna grab a big box of graham crackers.
And what else do I want? You know, it's at this time of year that I'm always craving pasta salad, too. And I should not be eating pasta salad. How are we doing on vegetables? I've got no vegetables at home. But oddly enough, I do not want to buy my vegetables here. So, we are going to... What else do we need to buy? I guess I should get some tea. The rule of thumb is to always buy tea when we come to this store, because I go through tea so fast. And I wonder if we should walk down the soda aisle. No, we should not. I've got soda at home. And do I want some canned iced tea? No, not today. What else do I want? Gotta run the gamut here.
Oh, pardon me.
And now I'll go this way. I'm not the idiot. I just don't want to confront anybody because I will start cracking skulls. And we don't need to hear the sound of breaking skulls. Ooh, they only have one box of my tea. Good thing I'm grabbing it now. Speaking of skulls, there's a commercial on TV these days about, some computer or some iPad, you know, a Surface, some kind of Mac piece of crap. And they think it's really cool that they have this little pen and you can write right on the screen. Well, yeah, we've only had light pen technology and for, 40 or 50 years now. We've only had touchable screens now for 30 or 40 years now. Don't know why anybody's so impressed. Ooh, jumbo paintbrushes, washable sidewalk chalk. Oh, paint markers that are giant. Wow, $6.49. And they're big, and they are telling me that this would be good for my vandalism. But then again, it's washable. Who needs washable chalk when we all prefer permanent ink? All right, what else did I want to get while I was here? I don't know. We've got chips, we got junk, I got soda. I don't think I need much of anything else, except for that cashier's phone number. And do I want some of this tea? They don't have the kind that I like, so I'm walking right by it. Okay. It's time to escape. Time to get out of here. Oh my God, every line is four people deep. How is it this busy? What the heck is going on here? And apparently these light-up signs by the cashiers are color-coded as to how many people are waiting. It's the first I've seen this. I don't know how practical or good it is, but it doesn't matter. Alright, where's my magic money card? I do not.
1467.
What time do I get off your back?
You get a 15-minute break, so...
No, I thought I get 20.
Hang on, let me check your...
11 to 5.
Okay, it's 11 to 5, then yeah, you get a 20. Hang on, let me check the schedule.
Yeah, for... Ryan, how you doing?
Good. Yep, there's Alex. That's what you're looking for.
And now, just a receipt.
How do you find out how much is left on your
car? Alright. And now we're out of here. This place is just a zoo today. And I can't imagine why. I'm here in the middle of the day during a weekday, but still. Apparently a lot of other people thought it would be a good idea to go shopping now too, so. The good news is we are now in the vestibule and walking out. Oh, there's some cute Easter displays here. And some bouncy balls. Bouncy, bouncy. Ooh, such a good time. Into the parking lot, back into the wind. Heading towards my car. I shouldn't have worn my coat while being indoors. Because now I'm all hot. Starting to itch. But I don't care, because we're about to be out of here. I have returned to my car. Opening it up. Alright. Let's go home. I'll see you back in the studio in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, and 0. Here I am back in my garage, getting out of my car. Oh, and we should probably see if I've got any snail in the snail box. So, opening the mailbox, looking in. No, there is no mail in my mailbox, but there is something stuck in my door. Some kind of flyer of some sort. Boom. And here we go. Uh-oh, this looks bizarre. Let's get out of the wind. And, oh, I thought it was going to be, oh, I'm a sex offender and I have to tell everybody in the neighborhood. But no, this is from somebody named Tyler. He's 20 and has just started his own lawn mowing company. Blah, blah, blah. So some guy is out trying to drum up business. And who's this? Here's my kitty, says, oh, what's going on? And look what movie just happens to be on TV right now. There's Trevor Howard. Oh, it's one of my favorite movies ever, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I talk about it all the time on this show, and I'll give you a hint. There's zither music in it, so, yeah. And so here we are back in the studio. Kind of a slow day. I realize that, for a Friday show, this hasn't exactly been super exciting. But the good news is, you need to tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to have a super, super fun show. I'm going to see what I can do with that boat hull that I made. Remember when I cut up that plastic bottle to make a boat hull? Yeah, I think we're going to have to figure out some way to get that boat moving. And if you know me, and you should by this time, you know that it's probably going to be something pretty weird. It is. So, yeah, tune in tomorrow, 1930 UTC. You know the time, you know the place. As for the rest of today, well, we got MJT coming up next with the sound show, genre mix, and discussion. So, you need to stay tuned for that. As soon as I stop talking, we're going to hear some MJT. Maybe he'll play guitar. Maybe he'll play some music. Maybe he'll mess with effects. We don't know until it happens. So stay tuned. That's coming up next. As for me, who might I be? Well, I'm Tobe, and I've been your host today for Budget Nature Expeditions / Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and for every day after that, especially tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be good. We'll be in the bathtub, maybe. But I got to get out of here and make a sandwich and eat, so.
This is the end of the line for me. The end.